hon. What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Or as far as tonight goes, the Lansing Locos. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and today is the final Copa night of the year. Tonight, Lansing Locos, the high-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, play the fourth game in a six-game series against the West Michigan Whitecaps, the IA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. The Whitecaps won the first two games of the series 5-2 and 5-3, but Lansing struck back and won yesterday, scoring four runs in the first three innings, going on to beat West Michigan 5-3. A win today for the Lugnuts, and they will have split the first four games of the series. Lansing Lugnuts usually, but the Copa de la Diversión Identity, the Lansing Locos. Instead of going nuts, Vamos Locos, the rallying cry. With that, we send things down to the field for our national anthem. Beautifully rendered. Let's introduce you to the West Michigan Whitecaps starting lineup. Whitecaps managed by Brian Pena coming into play today at 32-24 atop the Midwest League East Division in the second half at 64-57 for the year. The Whitecaps are as follows. Leading off, the center fielder Seth Stevenson. Batting second, the shortstop Gage Workman. Heading third, the agent Grady Allen. The second baseman, Luke Gold, is the cleanup hitter, with the catcher Eliezer Alfonso batting fifth. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Andrew Jenkins. Heading seventh, third baseman Isaac Pacheco. Batting eighth, the right fielder Dom Johnson. Hitting ninth, the left fielder Austin Murr. Stevenson, Workman, Allen. Gold, Alfonso Jenkins. Pacheco, Johnson, and Murr against the newest lugnut, the right-hander Luis Morales out of Antilla, Cuba. This has been quite a journey for Morales up to High A Lansing. He was signed on January the 15th by the Oakland Athletics, the top international pitching prospect. Signed out of Cuba, though he defected a couple of years ago. It was a highly anticipated signing. Already comes in ranked the number two pitching prospect in the Oakland Athletics organization. Began the year in the Dominican Summer League, moved up to the Arizona Complex League, then to Stockton, now in Lansing. Down to the field we go. Two important words. So let's go. Luis Morales, entering play today. A 2.72 ERA, 12 appearances, 11 of those starts, 36 and one-third innings. Only 27 hits allowed. 12 walks, 45 strikeouts, and all of professional baseball batting 201 against him on his journey up the ladder. His fourth stop along the Athletics organizational ladder. It begins today. Morales deals to Seth Stevenson. First pitch at 7:04, and it's popped up foul back of home plate. Here it comes back out of the seating ball with a high hop upward and down below. We are underway 1 minute early of the scheduled start time. Morales to Stevenson. Foul the way to the right side. Now the count is nothing and two. Stevenson, Workman, Allen. Seth Stevenson in his seventh game as a member of these Whitecaps. The first six, he has been all over the bases. He's hitting 375. He has reached base half the time. The on-base percentage is 500. 9 hits, 3 walks, and he's been hit by 3 pitches. 0-2, slider, waved at and missed. He's kept off the bases here. One batter and one strikeout for Luis Morales. MLB Pipeline and their grades on Morales. Graded his fastball at 60, his curve at 50, his slider at 55, change of 50, his control at 50. I'm told, ready for the fastball, get ready for the slider. Fastball rides high and away, ball one. To gauge Workman, batting from the left side. Workman's hitting 293 through 36 games. The deal, line drive, right field, base hit. One hop over to Colby Thomas, who plays it in. Out of one out single for the Whitecaps. Now Brady Allen. One on, one out, no score. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Email address for the broadcast booth, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. You know, I'd love to hear from you. JGOLDSTRASS. Righty to righty, the pitch. Fastball high, ball one. Home plate umpires Clyburn Rondon, native of Venezuela. Bases umpire Charles Welling. Workman steps away from first base. Ball one offering. Side foul, right side. First baseman Malone is over. Baseball's well back on a play. Hopping up the aisle. There's a youngster who came down the stairs right next to the bleachers, and the ball nearly passed him by. Covered, collected it. One ball and one strike on Allen. The DH for the Whitecaps comes in hitting 265 to 114 games. 17 combined homers, 29 combined doubles between the Whitecaps and the Beloit Skycar. Here's the pitch. Up and inside with a breaking ball that got away. 2 balls and a strike. Allen in yesterday's Whitecaps loss was 1-for-4. Walk and a single. Caps fell 5-3. All of their runs came in the sixth inning. He scored one of them. That's a 2-1 hitter's pitch. A chopper's hit on the left side. Adelaide backs up, grabs, fires to first in time. 2 outs. Workman up to second. The full Lugnuts defense, although today the Lansing Locos defense. Catcher C.J. Rodriguez working with Morales. Malone is at first. Colby Halter plays second. Gabriel Adelaide is at short. J. Schofield Sam is at third base. In the outfield, Danny Bautista Jr. is in left. Junior Perez is in center. out in right field, Colby Thomas. And he's playing outfield every single day. Three active outfielders. Righty, righty, here's Luke Gold. Top ball foul off his foot. Strike one. Morales is attacking these hitters. Before Luis Morales joined the Lugnuts, Jose Uribiel Anales, the shortstop, who was the youngest player on the team. Anales' birthday, May 11th, 2002. Here is Morales. Morales, 20 years of age. Born September the 24th, 2002. 21 after the year concludes. Today, the first day of September, so 23 days away from birthday number 21. It looks back at Workman at second, no score. His pitch, slider, called a strike. The runner moves, the throw down to third base, tagged not in time by Schofield Sam. Workman the steal. No balls and two strikes now in Luke Gold. Gabe Workman picks up his sixth steal in eight chances. Potential first run of the game 90 feet away. That slider been looking affected. Now a two-strike pitch. Fastball up, hang on appeal didn't go. Did not get him to chase the high cheddar. One ball and two strikes on goal. Played in the first game of the series, plucked by a pitch on the helmet. Held out of the second game for cautionary reasons, returned yesterday. Single and a walk in four trips. The deal, slider, check swing down the way. They appeal again, and again, bases umpire Welling says, no, sir. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Morales looking for a scoreless top of the first. His first inning worked in high A. Discards that baseball out of play. Home plate umpire Clyburn Rondo personally delivers the new one. Luke Gold, the Boston College Eagle, wearing number 9. His navy white caps uniform. Tim White on the back. Wore great pants. Lansing logos in the turquoise trimmed in marigold. Workman at third. Here's the pitch. Strike three called on the outside corner. Strikeouts bookend a scoreless first for Morales. He leaves Workman at third base. And we go to the bottom half of the first inning. West Michigan nothing. Lansing coming up.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just short. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Luis Morales working at 98, 99 miles an hour at its hottest. Puts up a zero in the top half of the first inning. And now here come the West Michigan Whitecaps defense on the field supporting Troy Melton for the bottom half. Melton the right-hander against Junior Perez, Colby Halter, Danny Batista Jr. Lansing Locos offense leads off with the center fielder Junior Perez out of San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. Melton fires. Strike called outside corner. Batting second, the second baseman Colby Halter. Heading third, the left fielder Danny Batista Jr. It's pulled up to the knees from Melton, who delivers. Slider outside. Ball one. The cleanup hitter is the right fielder Colby Thomas. Heading fifth, first baseman Brennan Malone. Batting sixth, DHing Josh Wainwright. A 1-1. Sliders batted up the third base out of fair ball. Long throw, Pacheco. One hops in, not in time. Infield single beaten out by Perez. Isaac Pacheco threw that ball back on his heels. Still got it over there accurately, but not enough mustard on it. Bottom third of the Lugnuts order. DJ Schofield, Sam bat seventh, the third baseman. Heading eighth, the catcher CJ Rodriguez. And batting ninth, shortstop Avery Bill Anales. Harris, Halter, Batista, Thomas Malone, right. Schofield, Sam Rodriguez, Anales against Troy Melton, who deals. It's bunted up into the air by Colby Halter. Back of home plate and foul. Hopping off the netting. Colby Halter in his first start, batting in the two-hole in the order. 17th batter from Florida. No score, bottom of the first, pickoff though over. Jenkins is tagged, a little late. Harris back in. Whitecaps defense in a moment. Melton's 0-1 will wait. A second pickoff though, right past Jenkins, off the tarp into the Lansing pen. Junior Perez steams for second base, rounds the bag, he's going for third. The throw from Dom Johnson, late across, a two-base error. Nobody out, runner at third for the Lansing Luckas. And the situation has changed for Colby Halter. First baseman Andrew Jenkins is looking right here to the sun. That throw by Melton is good. And Jenkins handles it. Junior Perez might have been out. As it is, infield in. Here's the pitch. Halter takes high. One ball and one strike. Top half, Luis Morales is firing it in. Smoke steaming off the baseball. And here in the bottom half, the same thing is going from Melton, who deals. But off the hands foul, the crowd, for the very last row of seats in the seating bowl. One ball and two strikes and Halter. Troy Melton works mid to upper 90s. Also utilizes an effective cutter. Melton to Halter. Swing and a miss. Got him with the high cheddar. First strikeout from Melton. One gone. By the way, that error was in fact charged to the pitcher Melton. Troy Melton in his 14th Midwest League start, his 15th overall appearance. Now 57 and two-thirds innings and 54 strikeouts. Highly effective as a fourth rounder for the Tigers. That's it fly. Kenny Batista Jr. swings through the high fastball. Strike one. Last time out for Melton, three innings, three hits, no runs, one walk, two strikeouts against Peoria. He fires, fastball, just missed. But maybe up, maybe away, very close. One ball and one strike is the count. For that outing at Peoria, they've gone back-to-back six-inning gems. Harris at third, no score, the pitch. Batista Jr. pops it up, right side foul grab. Catcher Alfonso over and makes the catch. Stayed in the field of play, and there's two outs. It is Eliezer Alfonso catching, with Jenkins at first, Bucold at second, working at short and Pacheco at third. The outfield Murray in left, Stevenson in center, and Johnson in right. Here's the pitch to Colby Thomas. Waved at and missed. Strike one.
And reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is
Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Force, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassman.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band. Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's an Isaac Pacheco home run that delivers this ball game its very first run. Pacheco taking Luis Morales deep to right field. And as we go to the bottom of the second inning, it's going to be the Lansing Locos looking to counter against Troy Melton with Malone, Wright, and Schofield Sam. The right-hander Melton to the right-handed hitting Brendan Malone. Slider, strike called outside corner. In the first inning, Troy Melton allowed an infield single to Junior Perez, then his own throwing error pushed Junior to third. The pitch, down low. One ball and one strike. And then he came right back from that. And it got Halter, Batista Jr., and Thomas. Two strikeouts, sandwiched around a foul out. And that denied Lansing the opportunity. Here's the pitch. Slider, strike two called outside corner. Same as strike one, and slider's looking good. Troy Melton is out of Anaheim. Lets it fly. Broke it down low. This has been some kind of plate appearance. Like pitches one and three and two and four have been carbon copies. Pitch on its way, and that's grounded through the right side, a base hit to right field. Brendan Malone is on. And for a second consecutive inning, a leadoff single for Lansing. So now Josh Juan Wright. Josh Juan, the number six batter in the order. Right-hander against right-hander. 1-0 Caps. Here's the pitch. That's called a strike on the outside corner. A 1-0 Caps leading. A fastball foot off foul down the right side. Nothing at two. It was a good game yesterday for Josh Juan Wright out of the bottom part of the order. Here's the pitch. Reaches forward and fouls it off right side. Yesterday, Josh Juan batting ninth. And he had an RBI double, a single, a walk. He scored a run. Productive out of that nine hole. Nobody out, last of the second. Melton has the sign. 0-2, fastball way dead and missed. That high fastball, tempting and fierce. Third strikeout for Melton. Here's TJ Schofield Sam with one out and a runner at first base. Lansing Locos down 1-0. Righty to lefty. Schofield Sam lays off the changeup low. Schofield Sam yesterday was 1-for-4. Heading 213 through 36 games. Melton fires. Line drive right center field. Down for a base hit. It's up the alley. Malone's around second, hustling for third. Schofield Sam hits for second base. No relay. Dives in with the double. Back come the Lugnuts. Second and third and only one out against Melton. Now C.J. Rodriguez. Infield forced to come in for West Michigan for a second consecutive inning. Melton to C.J. Strike called on the outside corner. The eighth hitter in the lineup. The catcher for a third straight day. The pitch. Rodriguez hits it in the air. It's twisting deep down the right field line toward the corner. That baseball is a fair ball. It's a fair ball in the corner. Malone scores. Schofield sand windmilled around. He is in. And C.J. Rodriguez is at third with a two-run triple. 2-1 Lansing for the moment. The right fielder, Dom Johnson, is gesturing deep in that corner to where he thought the baseball fell. Brian Pena, the manager, is having it out with the home plate umpire, Clyburn Rondon. Deep into the right field corner, very near the line. And the conversation ends here for West Michigan. The Lansing Locos have the lead. It is C.J. Rodriguez's first professional triple. And the batter is A. Riviel Angeles. Here it comes. Angeles swings and misses. Strike one. So a single, a double, a triple so far for Lansing in the bottom of the second against Melton. A triple, controversial. One out. 0-1. Buried, knocked down well by Alfonso up the third base side. Rodriguez stays put at third base. Lansing immediately responds to the solo home run from the top half by Isaac Pacheco. Anales, the number 9 hitter, infield stays in. Pitch on its way. Fastball lined into right center field. Base hit. That's up triple's alley. Rodriguez scores. Anales darts around for second base. He aims tight right there. The ball died before the warning track, fired in by Dom Johnson. RBI double for Ruby Anales. 3-1 Locos. 4 hits in a 5-batter span and 3 consecutive extra base hits against Melton. They have picked up Luis Morales and Howe. Visit to the mat by the pitching coach, Dan Riccobal, better known as Rico, familiarly with these Whitecaps. Top of the order is coming up in Junior Perez. While I have a moment, checking in with the score right down the road at Spartan Stadium, where my broadcast partner Adam Jackson is currently calling Central Michigan football against Michigan State. First, MSU turned it over on downs at 4th-and-1 from the CMU 34-yard line. Then CMU went for it on 4th-and-goal from the Michigan State 2, Bert Emanuel sacked by Simeon Barrow Jr. And now Michigan State is on the move, although it appears not on the move for very long. I believe that they have a 3rd-and-long coming up deep inside their own territory. Adam Jax's heartbeat has been palpitating swiftly, not just all week, but for a while. We're in the bottom of the second here. Lansing is leading 3-1 over West Michigan. All the runs in the game here in the second. The pitch. Junior Perez takes a ball outside. Harris is 1-for-1 with an infield single. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Now the 1-1 toss from Melton. Just missed off the inside corner. One man out. Righty to righty. Down and away. Perez in the driver's seat now. 3 balls and 1 strike. I will be updating you on that Central Michigan-Michigan State game. Not too much, I promise you, but Here's the pitch. Perez grounds it, down toward third. Pacheco backed up for a truer hop, throws across flat-footed in time. Two outs. All the while, Anales stayed put in second. Everywhere that I'm looking around in the press box right now, around the Lugnuts, front office staff, everybody is paying attention to that game. And in fact, Lansing front office staffers showed up here at the ballpark either clad in their Spartan green or a Chippewa maroon. Colby Halter's the batter. Runner at second. Two away. 3-1 Locos. Halter swings and misses the fastball. And the first inning, Halter batted with Junior Perez at third, and he struck out swinging on a high fastball from Melton. On the 0-1, Melton misses inside. Big credit to Troy Melton in terms of being able to throw his fastball by these Locos batters. But here in the second inning, he has run into some roadblocks, and there is action warming up in the pen behind him. Promising arm rising up through the Tiger system. Melton to Halter. Slider grounded sharply down toward first. Fair ball grabbed behind the bag by Jenkins. Rushes to the cushion for the out and ends the second inning. But for the Locos, Malone singled. Schofield Sam doubled him to third, where they were tripled in by Rodriguez, and CJ scored on the Anales double. Arribial stranded at second. We go to the third inning. Locos leading 3-1 over West Michigan.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the left.
Originally from Cuba, lets it fly. Swing and a foul tip into Rodriguez's mitt. Strike three. One gone. He has struck out Stevenson twice. Now Gage Workman. Right-hand pitcher, left-hand batter. High fly ball out to right. Back goes Colby Thomas. At the wall, it's gone. And there's the second solo home run for a left-handed batter against Morales. Pacheco in the second. And Gage Workman here in the third. Whitecaps trail 3-2. Gage Workman's third Whitecaps homer. Just like the Pacheco home run, it happened immediately. The ambush. And now Luis Morales to Brady Allen. Fastball rides high. One ball and no strikes. Gage Workman 2-for-2 against Morales. He had singled his first time up. Morales kicks and throws. The slider low. Two balls and no strikes on Allen, who grounded out to shortstop his first time up. One out with the bases clear. Pitch on its way. Fastball dots the outside corner. Strike call. 2-1. Morales to the plate. Slider way outside. I could read his facial expression there. Not quite what he was intending to do. So try it on 3-1. A fastball once again. Oh, off the outside corner. Took CJ Rodriguez by surprise. But they appealed the check swing and he went around. So, hang tight, everybody. Three balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Fly ball out to left field. Danny Bautista Jr., two steps back for the catch. Two outs. Here comes Luke Gold. Morales and the Locos leading the Whitecaps 3-2. Looking to put this third inning to bed. Fires. Sliders outside. Ball one. In general, this has been a fastball slider sort of night for Luis. Rodriguez the signal, Morales the pitch. Front door breaking ball for a called strike. Gold struck out looking his first time. Here it comes. Fastball up and inside. Snow cone by Rodriguez. Ball two. Buzz the radar tower. From the first base out of the rubber, the pitch. Hit in the air out to left center field and hit fairly well. Danny Bautista Jr. rushes over, makes a diving catch. Side retired. Start on your scorecard as Bautista Jr. takes away extra bases from Luke Gold. And that play was golden. Let's go to the bottom of the third inning. The Whitecaps one run closer on the Gage Workman home run. A tater from Gage Tater Workman. Down 3-2.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A couple of solo home runs for the West Michigan Whitecaps, currently being offset by three consecutive extra base hits for the Lansing Locos, leading the Whitecaps by a 3-2 score, bottom of the third. Troy Melton's first pitch, bunt shown, pulled back, ball one, on the appeal of the Danny Bautista Jr. check swing. It just figures that this should be Danny right here, after his great catch in left field, taking away the base hit from Luke Gold. The pitch. He lines it down the right field line. That baseball is caught by the sliding Dom Johnson in the corner. That's a marvel. One gone. One highlight reel catch deserves another, apparently. Marvelous from Johnson. Store that one on your scorecard, too. Picked up a ton of dirt. In the Lansing pen, Jake Garland has started to warm up as Colby Thomas awaits. Pitch from Melton. Bowled off into the screen. There was action ongoing in the bullpen behind Melton in the bottom of the second inning, but he worked his way out of it. He retired both Junior Perez and Colby Halter. 3-2 Locos. Melton fires. Breaking ball. Strike called at the letters. 0-2 on Colby Thomas, who struck out his first time. One out, nobody on. The wind on the pitch. Slider not chased. Missed down and away. Ball one. There'll be tons of power and great speed. Melton offers. That too was low. That kicked right through the catcher Alfonso off the home plate umpire Rondon. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Colby. Another multi-hit game yesterday for Colby Thomas. Another two-hit game. 17th multi-hit game as a member of Lansing. Here's the pitch. Fastball, flight foul, right side. the untrustworthy stadium radar gun. We're at 99 miles an hour. Actually, let's say 97. From Troy Melton. Bringing the gas. Here's the pitch. Fastball hit up in the air out to right field. Backs up Johnson. Now over his other shoulder in front of the track. He's got the catch. Two outs. Thomas trying to turn around that 97 mile an hour heat. So up steps Brendan Malone. 3-2 Locos. The pitch yanked low and away. Ball one. Malone singled in the bottom of the second inning. Led off with that single. And then two batters later, the Schofield Sam double put them both in position to score on the Rodriguez triple. Here's the pitch. Low. Two balls and no strikes. Malone's bat seems like it's heating up once again. 4-for-11 in this series. Pitch on its way. Line drive over shortstop Workman. A base hit to left center. Merck quickly on hand to cover. And the left fielder gets it in. Brendan Malone's 2-for-2. That's his second single. And it comes with two outs in the bottom of the third inning. So now Malone is 5-for-12 here in this series after going 4-for-18 against Dayton. There's still time to improve on everybody's stats. After today, two more games to go in this series, and then six more games to go for everyone next week. Ball got away in the Lansing pen, quickly rescued, and raced out of there. Hustle that ball out of that corner. I think that's Jose DiCochea hustling as Jake Garland warms. And Josh Wainwright waits. Melton throws. Ball low. Caught by catcher Alfonso. 3-2 Locos leading. We'll see if Luis Morales is done after three innings. Three innings of four hit, zero walk ball, struck at four, allowed the two home runs, and the second to Pacheco and the third to Workman. Last of the third, the deal. Wright pops it foul, back and out of play. Josh Wan's season has been abbreviated. There have been injuries. He's gone up and down the ladder. Trying to finish things strong. We know his great hitting ability. 5'6" tall out of Panama. The deal. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Out of Changuinola. It's 22. I'll turn 23 coming up in early November. In the month of August, hitting 11-for-31, 355. Now September 1st, he pops it foul. That's everybody trying to get the month of September off to a good start. As we wrapped up August, your Lugnuts batting average leader was Daniel Susak, now up with AA Midland. He hit 333. 31 base hits for Junior Perez and Colby Thomas in the month. They both played all 27 Lansing games. Try the 1-2 from Troy Melton. Slider guided toward third, glove by Pacheco. Wings it over to second. They force out Malone. And the side retired. The inning is over. 3-2 Lansing on our way to the fourth inning from Jackson Field, Michigan Avenue in downtown Lansing.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen. voice of the Stockton Courts, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Luis Morales has returned as we enter the fourth inning. Morales, the right-hander from Antilla, Cuba, lets it fly to Eliezer Alfonso. At the knees, called a strike in the outside corner. Off speed. Good-looking change up there. Alfonso Jenkins Pacheco. Pitch on its way. A ground ball bounced on the right side. Nice, easy hop up for Halter. Beats Malone at first for out number one. Luis Morales now unofficially 45 pitches, 29 strikes. We're in one-third innings, four strikeouts, four hits, two runs on homers. Pacheco in the second, Workman in the third. Here's Andrew Jenkins in front of Pacheco. Righty to righty, dotted in, ball one. Twice so far this year, Luis Morales has thrown four innings in a game. He brings it. Slider bounced off the plate and toward second base. It's Andalus on the charge. Juggled, couldn't grab it cleanly. Wasn't hit all that hard anyway. And it's an infield single for Jenkins. One of those cases of weak contact aiding the batter. So now here's Isaac Pacheco. Turned around a fastball, 391 feet. Set off a firework way out to right field to put West Michigan on the board in the second inning. Left-handed batter. Double-digit home runs. Righty fires. Outside corner, strike call. Well-placed fastball. Jenkins at first base has not tried to steal as a member of the Whitecaps. Here it is, bouncing in, and Rodriguez knocked it down well. One ball and one strike. 3-2, Locos leading. Morales made his professional debut on June the 6th. What a whirlwind tour it has been. Four appearances in the Dominican Summer League, three of those starts. Promoted to the Arizona Complex League on July the 2nd. So, little bit, close to a month, a little bit less than a month later. Here's the 1-1. Bounced in again and again. CJ Rodriguez, yeoman's work. Now, I don't know. Can a yeoman play catcher that well? Well, after getting promoted up to the Arizona Complex League, three starts for the AZ. The ARCL Athletics before he was promoted to Stockton. That ball is low. Added three balls and a strike now on Pacheco. 11 innings in the Dominican Summer League, 9 innings in the Arizona Complex League, and then up to Stockton on July the 24th. And now to Lansing on August the 30th, pitching on September the 1st. Fires the 3-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. That fastball at 95 kept it nice and low. Now Pacheco swung over the top. Overall, this is his 12th start, his 13th game that he has pitched in, and his first professional season. Skyrocketing. And an organization, and the Oakland A's, that is looking for great pitching prospects. We saw a great one last year in Joey Estes, now up in AAA. Gunnar Hoglund is going to start tomorrow night. Payoff. Slider low. He has walked Pacheco. And that's Morales' first walk. Jenkins up to second, Pacheco to first. And with that, here's the pitching coach, Don Schulze. Jake Garland readying in the bullpen. He was the scheduled starting pitcher this time around through the rotation before Morales was moved up to Lansing. 53 pitches right now for Luis Morales. At the bottom part of the order, but Dom Johnson did single the right field his first time up against the young righty. Three-2, the Locos in the lead. Now, if you're a West Michigan Whitecaps supporter, or for that matter, maybe as a Lansing fan, maybe as a fan of minor league baseball, the big thing that we are all watching, the scoreboard, the Midwest League out-of-town scoreboard. And right now, it is Dayton and Great Lakes scoreless in the bottom of the third inning from Midland, Michigan. Fort Wayne is leading at home 4-0, bottom of the third against South Bend. They have the bases loaded, and they're looking for more, already with 3 runs in that third inning for the Tin Caps. Lake County leading at Cedar Rapids 2-1. They're early on. Entering play today, the Whitecaps atop the East by a game and a half above Fort Wayne. Tin Caps playing good ball against the Cubs. The Whitecaps are up 3.5 on Lake County, 3.5 on Dayton. Up 6.5 on their opponents here in Michigan State Capitol, the Lansing Locos, on this final Copa night of the year. Why the Lansing Locos? I feel like I always have to say, Lansing Lugnuts go by the Lansing Locos for the Copa de la Diversión games, because since 1996, Lugnuts fans say, let's go nuts, translated to vamos locos. We're ready. Dom Johnson batting right. The right-hander fires. There's a called strike to start him. 99 from Luis Morales and painted. Center fielder Perez is playing Johnson to right center. 3-2, Locos lead. The pitch, slider's outside. Checked on his back heel. After that, one missed. Number 9 hitter Austin Murr waiting on deck. Jenkins at second, Pacheco at first. These are not two of the fastest Whitecaps. Here it comes. Fouled away right side. I would say that Pacheco at first is faster than Jenkins. Those guys known for their power. Meanwhile, Dom Johnson has already distinguished himself with his defense in this game. Tremendous slide and catch in deep right field against a Danny Bautista Jr. slicer. The pitch is a slider outside. On the count is now 2 balls and 2 strikes. High, high spin slider. Pitching coach Don Schulze is coming to the mound with the athletic trainer, Eric Fast. It was something that they saw. So the home plate umpire Rondon joins them with the catcher Rodriguez, the third baseman Schofield Sam, the shortstop Angeles, second baseman Halter, first baseman Malone. Eric Fast leading the way. Don Schulze is gesturing with the right foot. They're checking in with that right foot and that plant. Schulze was gesturing, right? In terms of saying how you're moving it with the ankle and getting everything all situated. Aribiel Anales front and center if needed for translation. Conversation concludes. Well, Luis started away from the rubber and they said, no, stay right there. We want to see a warm-up pitch. We want to see how this looks. And Eric is looking at that foot very closely. And they're satisfied. So let's move onward. Morales stays in. 2 balls, 2 strikes the count. I agree, though. It was looking like it was affecting him. Specifically on his slider. He is a command guy, and he has not been commanded. Well, Johnson coming into play today, hitting 122 with 4 doubles among his 12 hits and 98 at-bats. Now he's 13 for 99 with a single his first time up. At-bat number 100, 2-2, runs inside. Count is full. 99 miles per hour from Luis Morales. If he walks Johnson, that would load the bases for Murr. 3-2 Locos. Time call. Something got in Johnson's eye. Now back toward the batter's box. the 13th rounder last year from Kansas State. A native of Edmond, Oklahoma, Dom Johnson, former All-Big 12 honorable mention. A payoff pitch. Fastball popped up in the infield. Second baseman Colby Halter says, leave it to me. He takes it. Infield fly rule in effect. Two outs. Now Austin Murr. But first, Craig Coughlin's coming out. Luis Morales is not going to fire. Four innings complete. Instead, 3 2/3 innings with a hard-throwing right-hander out of Cuba. It departs with Jenkins at second and Pacheco at first. Now two runs charged to him so far, the solo home runs, the round trip tour in the second for Isaac Pacheco, and in the third for Gage Workman. Morales struck out four. A walk off the mat with the first baseside dugout. What a promising arm he has. 6'3", 190 pounds, fist bump for his teammates. Passing by Jacob Wilson, when you talk top prospects, figure in mightily in that Oakland Athletics organization and in the future in the next couple of days, well, Wilson, according to MLB Pipeline, the number two. Morales, the number two pitching prospect, number seven overall. So here's Jake Garland with the pink socks. The former Miami Hurricane making his second relief appearance as a member of Lansing. He was called up earlier this year from single-A Stockton, just like Morales was. Although Morales just called up, we've gotten a chance to know Jake. When Garland made his Midwest League debut, it was on May the 18th. Started against the Lake County Captains right here in Lansing and fired seven innings, allowing two hits and one run, struck out 10. He's going to be a very different pitcher than Morales, whereas Morales worked with that fastball slider and the fastball in the upper 90s. Jake Garland is going to work in the low 90s. He sinks it. He runs it. He knuckle curves these batters. 52 strikeouts through 76 innings. The big difficulty, 101 base hits allowed, so the league batting 324 against him. He's being asked to cover up the pink socks. Well, left pant leg down. Here goes the right pant leg. There are stripes at the top of the socks. Brock Whittlesey, a fan of great socks. Adam Jackson, my broadcast partner, big sock connoisseur. And the umpires, Rondon and Welling, say, not today. So the socks are implicit. And Garland, Austin Murr. Ground ball foul. Late. Fouled it off the railing of his own dugout. Left-handed batter against the right-hander Garland. Murr hit into a fielder's choice to end the top of the second inning. And that stranded a runner on. Here he bats with Pacheco at first, Jenkins at second. His Whitecaps down 3-2 in the fourth. The pitch. Ground ball right side and through. That's a base in the right field. Windmiller on third base, Andrew Jenkins. Throw to the plate, Colby Thomas. One hop to Rodriguez late. Jenkins is in, and the other runners each move up a base. RBI single for Murr to tie up the game at 3-3. Pacheco to third, and Murr to second. Top of the order time now for the Whitecaps. Second and third, two down for Seth Stevenson, the right-handed batter, who struck out twice against the starter Morales. His Navy Sox pulled up high. Garland delivers. Up and in and hit him. Seth Stevenson has been hit by a pitch for the fourth time, and this is just his seventh game with the Whitecaps. He's West Michigan's very own Nick Sine. And the athletic trainer Sean McFarland is out just to check in and make sure he's okay. Seth showing exactly where he was hit to McFarland and the manager, Brian Pena. And down to first base he goes. The bases are loaded with white caps. Well, here's Gage Workman. 3-3 game in the fourth. First pitch fades off the outside corner. Ball one. Stevenson was hit by 24 pitches in 99 games in Lakeland. So 28 HBPs for the year. Garland offers. The curveball bounced foul at home. Looking at Stevenson's numbers with Tennessee, I only see 7 HBPs last year when the Tigers drafted him. The man is a ball magnet here in the professional ranks. Garland to Workman. Slider swung at and missed, briefly escaped Rodriguez, but it didn't get far. One ball and two strikes. At Stevenson at first, and he runs well. Murr at second and Pacheco at third. One run in for a third consecutive inning for the Whitecaps. 3-3, two outs. Jake Garland and the Lugnuts, the Lansing Locos, are one strike away from quashing this threat. Garland to the plate. Curveball laced, foul up the right side, into the Lansing pen. Brady Allen is on deck. One ball and two strikes on Workman. Home in his last time, 2-for-2 today. The pitch, on foul left side, near to the netting. It was a fastball up, he was late, but he spoiled it. First points have been scored from East Lansing. Michigan State leading Central Michigan 3-0, 6:55 to go before the half, on a 47-yard field goal by Jonathan Kemp. Garland's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Changeup got him. Garland strikes out Workman, and he leaves the bases loaded. West Michigan scores one run on two hits, one walk, and one hit batter. Onward to the bottom of the fourth inning, a 3-3 game from Lansing.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Three to three, Locos and Whitecaps. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning. Lansing's batters, Schofield, Sam, Rodriguez, and Angeles. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. On the first pitch, high from Troy Melton. Ball one to TJ Schofield, Sam. He's 1-for-1 with a double his first time up. The righty, Troy Melton, winds and throws. Slider for a called strike at the letters. And the letters in this case are Locos in marigold across the front of the chest of that gem blue uniform. Pitch on its way. Off speed, just missed, maybe inside. It was very, very close. Call it a little low. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Chase the fastball up. Two balls, two strikes in Schofield Sam. West Michigan scored the game's first run, top of the second inning, a home run by Pacheco. Loco scored three in the bottom of the second. 2-2. Fouled back. And then the Whitecaps are right back in this game. Gage Workman's homer in the top of the third. Then in the top of the fourth inning, the RBI single by Austin Murr. 3-3. Let's begin anew. Action in the West Michigan pen. Melton fires. Slider yanked. Foul on a line up the right side. Schofield Sam just out in front. Two balls and two strikes, it stays. So far for Troy Melton, six base hits allowed through three innings. The deal. Chase the changeup down, he's gone. Melton strikes at Schofield Sam, and there's his fourth strikeout. Bring up CJ Rodriguez. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 with a two-run triple. Melton kicks, delivers. Bouncer foul at home off CJ's foot. It was a tough game defensively for CJ a couple of days ago. Really settled things down yesterday and contributed on the offensive side with a double and a walk. Flied out to very deep left field. Strong start to this game. Two-run triple put the Locos on the board in the bottom of the second and then doubled home by Avery Bielanilis. 3-3 the score now. He takes on the outside corner, strike called. Change up by Melton. Pretty. No balls and two strikes. Time granted to Rodriguez. Number 8 hitter in the order. The fifth round selection of the Oakland A's 2 years ago. The pitch yanked outside. 95 miles an hour on the fastball. Rodriguez in his first high A season. Member of the ball club ever since opening day. 1-2 is coming. Change up low. Unlike Schofield Sam, he was not tempted. On the count is 2-2. Fun to think back on these Lansing players who has been with the team ever since early April. Melton to the plate. A changeup dribbled foul at home. Went back to back with a change. And Rodriguez caught a piece. Well, among the pitching corps, think about Christian Fernandez, Mack Lardner, Mitch Myers, Kumar Nambiar, Jack Owen. There's the pitch. Hit in the air, looping into shallow right, second baseman gold out, called off, right fielder Johnson in with the running catch. Two outs. Hunter Bro departed the team to stay on the injured list, but now he's back. Jacob Waters has been with Lansing ever since opening day, and so has Brock Whittlesey. CJ Rodriguez, the only catcher to still be with the team ever since opening day. Avery Bielanilis among the infielders. Josh Wainwright left, came back. Here is Anales, by the way, righty to righty. Taking all the way, called strike right down the middle at 95. Among the outfielders, Danny Bautista Jr. and Junior Perez from opening day to today. 3-3 tie game. The pitch. Bunt shown, pulled back. Pitch outside. Melton does what I do, which is give a little hop of frustration. You can see me hop at the bowling alley if things don't go right. Bouncer foul. One ball, two strikes. Anales is 1-for-1 with a double poked out to right center. 3 runs, 6 hits for the Whitecaps. 3 runs, 6 hits for the Locos. 2 outs, nobody on. Melton throws. Slider down and away, kicking right to the on-deck hitter Perez. Stuck at the left hand and snatched it. Whitecaps reliever warming up in the pen is Wilkel Hernandez, the right-hander. Acquired via trade with the Angels 6 years ago. Full wind, 2-2 pitch. Strike 3 called. Melton freezes Anales, strikes out 2 in a perfect frame. 5 strikeouts for Troy Melton, through four innings of work. And as we go to the fifth, we're all tied up 3-3 between the Lansing Locos and the West Michigan Whitecaps.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A 3-3 game entering the fifth. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Glad to have you along here with me. I had Jake Garland, guard Diesel, on the mound for Lansing. Entering his first full inning of work out of the pen. Wearing number 44 here today in the Locos uniform, lets it fly and starts things off with a called strike one to Brady Allen, the number 3 hitter in the Whitecaps order. 3-3 score. Allen, Gold, Alfonso, 3-4-5 hitters. Pitch, knuckle curve, lined, caught by a leaping Schofield Sam. Oh, baby, climbing the ladder at third base. Star it on your scorecard. TJ Schofield Sam put the trampoline down, and he bounced up. Look at this play. Now a foul off to the screen by Luke Gold. And there's strike one. One out, nobody on, top of the fifth inning. The pitch. The knuckle curve for a called strike two. Cleanup hitter in the order is 0 for 2 today. Here comes. Breaking ball down and away. One ball and two strikes. Last time that we saw Garland on the mound, he was looking great against Dayton. Let's it fly. Gold chops to the second baseman, Halter. Two bounces to Colby. Takes his time. Throws to first for out number two. Garland in that last outing. Quality start. 6 innings, 2 runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts. Lansing beat Dayton 3-2 at Day Air Ballpark. Garland, Elias, or Alfonso. Strike called outside corner. It was Garland's first quality start since his first appearance with Lansing. That's it fly. Alfonso grounds right side. Halter to his right backhand. Throws across the body. One hop. Scoop at first by Malone. Side retired. Perfect frame. The defense picking up Garland. And we're halfway to the house from Lansing, Michigan. The score, 3-3. What Caps and Locos.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable. 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which one is right for you.
Lansing went to the bullpen in the fourth inning. The West Michigan Whitecaps go to the bullpen in the bottom of the fifth. Troy Melton is done. The talented Whitecap starter in four innings allows three runs, all of them in the second inning. That's really where things compounded. Lansing put together a string of three consecutive extra base hits, but besides that, Melton ended up striking out two of the final three batters that he faced, setting down the final four innings in all. The three runs allowed, he struck out five. He did not walk a batter, and he gave up six base hits. No decision for Melton. Wilkel Hernandez on, dealing to Junior Perez. Shows butt, pulls back on the pitch, called a ball on appeal of the check swing. That denied as well, ball one. Wilkel Hernandez, number 32, 6'3", 210 pounder, fires. Line drive, right field, Don Johnson over, makes the catch, reaching up high above his head. Out number one. That ball nearly took off on him. They have kept Johnson busy in right field today. Out of the batter is Colby Halter. Hernandez, the pitcher, is making just his fourth relief appearance. It's his 24th overall appearance of the year. 3-8 with a 3.87 ERA. 100 innings even coming in. Deals. Colby Halter takes a called strike one. A fastball. So now you can say for Wilkel, 101/3 innings. Full windup and the pitch. Halter swings and misses the fastball. 94 miles an hour and up above the zone. No balls and two strikes on Colby, who calls for time. And he's Lansing, the Central Michigan Chippewas are on the board. Bert Emanuel, a 12-yard touchdown pass to Chris Parker. 7-3 Chippewas over the Spartans. And 0-2. That's right in there for called strike three. Halter down watching. First strikeout for Hernandez. Second strikeout of the year for Hernandez compared to 30 walks, where he's gotten in trouble this year. He's allowed 11 homers, and that leads West Michigan. He's also hit 10 batters, and that leads the Whitecaps. He fires. Danny Bautista Jr. lays down a bunt, but it squeaks foul. With backspin on it, it started fair up the third base side, and then it spun right back over the chalk. Strike one. Our score tied 3-3. For the Whitecaps, things have been spaced out. Solo tallies in the second, the third, and the fourth. Home runs by Gage Workman and Isaac Pacheco. For Lansing, three runs in the bottom of the second inning. Two outs with the bases clear as Hernandez looks for a perfect debut frame. Fires to Bautista. Down and away. One ball and one strike. Danny Bautista Jr. is 0-2. Foul out to the catcher, and his last time up, a fly out. Great sliding catch made by Johnson deep and right. Bouncer foul at home. One ball and two strikes. We have a beautiful sunset beginning to our west, out beyond the left field foul pole. Lovely night in Michigan State Capitol. Final Friday night of Lansing home action. Hernandez winds and deals. Slider poked up the right side, but foul. Did he hit that ball a foot off the ground? Danny Bautista Jr. I would like to see him play cricket. Or I'd like to see him play against the finest wiffle ball throwers in the world. Hernandez hand-eye coordination. Hernandez tries again on 1-2. High fastball hit up in the air, out to right field. Don Johnson there. Puts away the catch, and that'll do it in the fifth. That ball was up around his ears. 1-2-3 go the 1-2-3 hitters. And we go to the sixth inning from Lansing, Michigan. 3-3 between Lansing and the Whitecaps.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
we get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Boy, we started to speed right along, didn't we? 3-3. Jake Garland and the Lansing Locos against now Will Cal Hernandez and the West Michigan Whitecaps. Each team has gone to the pen to pull out a guy who's very comfortable starting, very comfortable throwing a lot of innings. So Garland deals to 6-7-8. It begins with Andrew Jenkins, who takes ball one outside. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thanks for keeping me company. Jenkins in his third at-bat of the ballgame. Righty to righty. Takes the breaking ball for a called strike on the outside corner. The Georgia Tech yellow jacket against Miami Hurricane sends a fly ball out to right field. Late break Colby Thomas still there to make the jogging catch in. One away. Isaac Pacheco next. Pacheco homered in the second, walked in the fourth. Game tied 3-3. This is the West Michigan third baseman batting seventh. The pitch, sinking low, ball one. Garland with a glove up in front of his face. The big man brings it, and again he misses low. Two balls and no strikes. What do you say we do a tale from the dugout here from Tim Haggerty's great book of minor league stories? Weird and wonderful. 2-0 coming. Curveball, low, ball three. Let's go to 1947. Let's talk about the Class D Independence Yankees. A 3-0 pitch, swinging away. Pacheco fouls it back on a hop. Three balls, one strike. The Class D Independence Yankees in 1947 released an infielder named Harry Bright. Why? Oh, he made a not too bright decision. Time called. Harry Bright chose to read comic books in the dugout during the game. And so they released him. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Sinking low. And that's ball four. Pacheco on with his second walk of the game. And a one-out base runner for these West Michigan Whitecaps. And a tie game 3-3. There are a lot of reasons to give a guy his release. One of the main ones that I've heard throughout my years in minor league baseball is simply the player asks for his release and looks for a fresh start somewhere else. But if the player's, if the player's reading comic books in the dugout, the pitch to Dom Johnson. Bunchon pulled back, ball one down and away. Number one, if I'm the comic book artist or writer, the comic book publisher, I'm saying we need to share this news. Our comic books are so good that Independence Yankees can't stop reading them while they're playing ball. Here's the pitch. Johnson lifts it foul, out of play to the right side. One ball, one strike. That's a good comic book. Glued to it. And on the other hand, if you're Harry Bright, what are you doing? I hope they warned him. I hope it was a 3 strikes and he was out policy. Johnson takes a ball low. 2 balls and 1 strike. I hope they said Harry. This is the first time we're going to tell you. Please do not read any comic books in the dugout. Harry Bright did go on. Played in the major leagues. And this is the fun part of it. Here's the 2-1. Bright 2 called on the outside corner. So he was released in 1947, right? Well, he hooked on with the Chicago Cubs. And he played in the Cubs minor leagues from 1950, 51, 52, 53. Joined the Tigers, played in their minors, 54 and 55. Made it to the majors with the Pittsburgh Pirates. A 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. Fastball yanked outside. Count is full now on Johnson. Pacheco at first, one out, top of the 6th. Whitecaps are batting. Tied up with Lansing 3-3. Harry Bright made his major league debut in 1958. And that was the first year of 8 years he played in the major leagues. He learned his lesson. A 3-2. Runner moves. It's low. Garland has walked back-to-back batters. Johnson down to first, Pacheco to second. Will Jake Garland escape this mess? Tune in. Next batter. Same bat plate, same bat channel. Here comes the pitching coach, Don Schulze, out to visit Garland. And they'll bring the whole infield around. Harry Bright played in 72 games with Washington in 1961. Played in 113 games with Washington in 1962. He batted .273 for the Senators. His OPS plus was .108. Struck out only 51 times, walked 26 times, hit 17 home runs in 1962 as a Washington Senator. And then did manage to work his way back around to playing for the Yankees. He was a Yankee in 1963. It was also Cincinnati Red in 63, Yankee, and then he finished up his career with the Chicago Cubs. Played for 5 different major league teams. Harry Bright, the player, released in 1947 for reading comic books in the dugout during minor league games. At the time, he was 18 years old. Maybe he was 17 years old. He was young. And he ended up carving out a nice career for himself. Here's Austin Murr with 2 on. He takes ball 1 down low. Boy, when Jake Garland is not throwing strikes, it's unusual. This is his game. He's a command guy. At second, Pacheco. At first, Johnson. And Murr takes ball 2. Garland working around the outside corner, not on it. Last time up for Austin Murr, he singled to the right side against Garland. He greeted Garland in the 4th inning to tie up the game 3-3. Still tied now. The 2-0. A bouncing ball hit on the left side. Third baseman Schofield ten grabs. Fires across and he's out at first base. The stretch by Brendan Malone. To third Pacheco, to second Johnson. That is a fine play by Schofield Sam on the attack at third. A native Canadian. Top of the order time in Seth Stevenson. 2 strikeouts, 1 HBP. The leadoff hitter in the Whitecaps order. Their starting center fielder. 3-3 in the 6th. The pitch. Slider. Called a strike in the outside corner. Nothing and 1 the count. Stevenson waiting. Garland dealing. Curveball waved at and missed. 0-2. Seth Stevenson listed at 5'9", 165 pounds against the 6'5", 260 pound Garland, who is looking to keep this game deadlocked at 3-3. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Jake Garland is through the top of the 6th inning. That is his 2nd strikeout, and he strands Pacheco at 3rd and Johnson at 2nd. We stay tied 3-3, going to the bottom of the 6th inning from Jackson Field.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
A 3-3 game to the bottom of the sixth inning from Lansing, Michigan. And things are going to begin for the Lansing Locos with Colby Thomas against the right-handed reliever Wilkel Hernandez, the West Michigan Whitecaps. Here's the pitch. Colby takes ball one outside. Thomas, Malone, and Wright, 4, 5, 6 batters in the order. The windup and the pitch. Fastball. Strike called on the outside corner. That's tough. That's a borderline call. 94 miles an hour on the Wilkel Hernandez cheese. That's it fly. And a bouncer foul at home off the foot of Thomas. One ball and two strikes. Now Colby tonight has struck out and he's flat out to right field. Outfield is straight up. Infield back. Left fielder Murr is the deepest. Righty to righty. It's a pitcher's count. On its way, hit in the air but foul, soaring off to the right. Hopping on the concourse and out of the stadium, off toward Michigan Avenue. And we stay at 1-2. So try it again with Wilkel Hernandez. Letting it fly, down and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jake Garland, a moment ago in the top half of the sixth inning, whipping Seth Stevenson with Whitecaps at second and third to keep this ball game tied. This has been fun. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a changeup. Thomas strikes out against Hernandez. Hernandez has come out of the bullpen looking terrific. So the batter is Brendan Malone. Malone has had the most success for any Locos batter in this game. He's 2-for-2. The pitch from Hernandez, fouled off into the netting. Tomorrow is fan appreciation night here at Jackson Field. We'll see the righty Gunnar Hoagland making his home debut against Carlos Pena, the Whitecap southpaw. 3-3 score right now. The pitch. Malone lines it to second. Short hop pickup over there by Luke Gold. The throw to first. Gives out number 2 to Hernandez. First time today that Malone has been retired. Now Josh Juan Wright. Tomorrow night, fan appreciation night, so giveaways galore. The penultimate home game of the 2023 Lansing season. Now the native of Panama, Josh Juan Wright. 2 outs, nobody on. First pitch. Crossed up the catcher, and it's called a strike as Eliezer Alfonso just saw his life pass in front of his eyes. He's going to need a deep breath. He was not expecting what Wilkel Hernandez threw him. And Josh Juan talks to Eliezer all about that. Man, oh man. It did come back through the zone. It is called strike one. That's a terrifying moment for a catcher. Uh, Aliasser out of Barcelona, Venezuela. Wilkel Hernandez on the mound out of Guarenas, Venezuela. And 0-1. Strike two called. That comeback fastball that he starts on or just off the outside corner and draws right back into the edge at 96 miles per hour. Time granted to Josh Wan. So fan appreciation night tomorrow night, and then Sunday, accessibility day at a Capital City Market Kids Day. Here's the pitch. Line drive right center field. That's a base hit. Johnson was right with a backhand to cut it off, and Dom lobs it into second. That's an oppo single for right. Missed to right, goes to right. Lansing is all right with a two-out single. Bring up T.J. Schofield Sam. Earlier today, Jake Garland, wearing those beautiful pink socks, was told by the umpires, roll down the pants so that way they're not seen. T.J. has the great pink and white sleeve on his right elbow. First pitch to him. Breaking ball hangs high. Ball one. Like a camo pink and white for that sleeve. The baseball bat two-toned, the barrel stained red. Meanwhile, there's a bright pink sleeve on the left arm of the catcher, Alfonso. Hernandez lets it fly. Check swing. Outside for ball two. To join us either of the next 2 days for the final two Lugnuts home games of the year, go to LansingLugnuts.com. That's LansingLugnuts.com or call 517-485-4500. Hernandez to the plate. Swing and a miss. Fastball blazed by him. 2-1. Fastball at 95 from Hernandez. At first base right, tied up, last of the sixth. The pitch hit foul over the netting and below the sweet level. Two balls and two strikes. Gunnar Hoglund tomorrow night, as mentioned. Mitch Myers will start on Sunday for Lansing. Carlos Pena tomorrow for the Whitecaps. Garrett Burhan will go to the mound on Sunday, his second West Michigan start of the series. And then one more week of baseball remaining in the regular season. 2-2 pitch, up and away. Count is full on Schofield Sam. Lansing will close out its 27th season in the Midwest League next week at Lake County. And meanwhile, the West Michigan Whitecaps will return home, and they'll host the Great Lakes Loons, what they hope will be a playoff preview. On 3-2, right runs. There he goes. Schofield Sam fouls it away to the left side. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Try it again. Hernandez brings it. Outside ball four. Wilkel Hernandez had set down the first five batters since entering from the West Michigan bullpen. However, the two-out single by Josh Wainwright, and now the walk to T.J. Schofield Sam. That T.J. earned. So here comes C.J. Rodriguez. Righty deals to righty. Two on, two out. Tie game. Slider for a called strike. It was C.J. who knocked in the first two Lansing runs, a triple in the bottom of the second. He scored the third run when Anales doubled him in. Righty to righty. Fisted over short. Workman backs up. He's got the catch. And that ends the inning. A single and the walker stranded, and it's a tie game at 3-3, going to the seventh inning from Lansing, Michigan.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
All tied up 3-3, and now to the seventh inning from Lansing. The West Michigan Whitecaps batters coming up to home plate for the seventh against Jake Garland are the 2-3-4 hitters. That's Workman, that's Allen, that's Gold. Left-handed hitting Gage Workman first up against Jake Garland. On the first pitch, in there for a called strike one. Change up to start him. Right-hand pitcher against the left-handed batter. Garland offers, breaking ball down and in. 1-1. Garland's third full inning of the bullpen beginning. Fires, whack foul, left side. 1-2. So you've got batters drafted out of Arizona State, South Carolina, and Boston College against the Miami Hurricane. A bouncer foul, rolling right. Like a changeup left up by Garland. Now the count stays 1-2 on Gage. Tata Workman, Arizona State Sun Devil. Here's the pitch. The knuckle curve called strike three. Frozen. Garland strikes out his third and gets Workman for a second time. One up and one down in the top of the seventh. So bring up Grady Allen, who is 0-3. Righty to righty, 3-3 tie game. Strike called on the inside corner to start it. A fastball running right across the corner. Here's the pitch. Allen takes it, skipping in. Ball one. In the first inning, Allen grounded to short. In the third inning, he flied to left. In the fifth inning, a hard line drive caught by a leaping third baseman Schofield Sam. Line drive here out to right center field. Junior Perez over. Perez runs it down. On the full sprint, way out to his left, spearing it in the right center alleyway. If he doesn't catch it, that's going all the wall in triples alley. 2 outs. Have we seen some defense today by both of these teams? Now Luke Gold, who's 0-3, bounces the first pitch towards short. Two hops for Anales. Fires to first. In time. Side retired. Time to stretch. Locos 3, Whitecaps 3.
Me.
Here we go to the bottom of the seventh inning, and the first pitch yanked all the way to the backstop, ball won by Will Cal Hernandez. 3-3 Locos and Whitecaps. Hernandez takes on the Lansing 9-1-2 hitters, Anales, Perez, Halter. Will Cal throws. Avery Bill Anales lines it in the left field, base hit. Out beyond the third baseman, Pacheco. Gloved by Austin Murr, pegs it forward towards second. Anales on with a leadoff single. Two-hit game, Eurebia Angeles. Just back in action after he was hit by a pitch in the series finale at Dayton. That knocked him out for a little while. Missed each of the first two games of this series. Then came in yesterday defensive purposes after Jacob Wilson was hit by a pitch in the hip. Manager Brian Pena is going to the mound. As a reliever ready in the bullpen for West Michigan. Down the left side, it's Trevin Michael, who's warming. Brian Pena out to talk to Will Cal Hernandez. Hands on his hips. Looks him full in the eye. Will Cal came out of the bullpen to begin the bottom of the fifth inning, a 1-2-3 frame. In the sixth inning, pitched around a two-out single and a walk. Stranded those runners. And now here in the seventh, allows a single to the first batter that he faces and heads off the mound. Trevin Michael is coming in. Second appearance of the series for the hard-thrown right-hander. And it comes in on a 3-3 game. Last of the seventh inning. Lansing's run scored all in the bottom of the second inning. And it was Anales who capped it off. After C.J. Rodriguez two-run triple, he doubled home Rodriguez. And Lansing at the time was up 3-1. Now West Michigan had scored its first run in the top half of the second on an Isaac Pacheco home run. In the third inning, Gage Workman homered. And in the fourth inning, Austin Murr an RBI single. All of those runs charged the Lansing starter, Luis Morales. 3 2/3 innings, 4 strikeouts for Morales, the 20-year-old, in his high A debut. Jay Garland relieved him. Garland has been fine. After allowing that RBI single to Murr, the first batter that he faced, he has not allowed any hits since then, and he has worked 3 1/3 innings. Well, Trevin Michael, appearance number 31 out of the West Michigan pen, 34 1/3 innings, 44 strikeouts, 13 walks, 2 intentional. Only one home run allowed, and the league batting .244 against him. Michael was drafted in the 10th round last year out of Oklahoma. Had 3 wins in the College World Series. And by that, I suppose I should say that he closed out 3 Oklahoma Sooners wins in the College World Series. Criminal justice major at OU. Michael at 6'2", 200 pounds, native of Piedmont, Oklahoma. When he came into work earlier in the series, he had to put out the Lansing Fire. Lansing was down 5-0 in the bottom of the eighth, scored 2 runs in the bottom of the eighth. Down 5-2 going to the bottom of the ninth, and there Michael relieved things. Took over for Willie Under Moreno with 2 on and nobody out, and set down Colby Halter, Junior Perez, and Jacob Wilson in order to wrap up a 5-2 Whitecaps win. Here trying to keep things tied. Lets it fly, and he missed high, ball 1 to Junior Perez. Perez, Halter, and Batista Jr. Right-hander against right-hander. Jr. is 1-for-3 with an infield single. Here's the pitch. Slider down and away. They appeal the check swing. Didn't go. 2 balls, no strikes. The runner at first base, Eurebia Angeles, is a threat to run. 20 steals this year, only caught 3 times. Michael sets. Fires. There's a called strike in the outside corner. Lights on in full. Dark skies above. Michael to Perez, a 2-1. Anales starts, stops. The pitch is low. 3 balls and a strike. Colby Halter waiting on deck. at Spartan Stadium at the half. Michigan State leads CMU 10-7. Here's the pitch. Perez takes ball four outside. 93-mile-an-hour fastball missed its mark from Michael. Anales to second and Perez to first. Speedy base runners. Here is Colby Halter. And my guess is that Colby's a threat to lay a bunt down right now. Sacrifice those runners over. Halter's 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Left-handed batter. Third baseman Pacheco creeping in. Bunt shown, laid down but foul, rolling back to the left. Starting pitcher today for West Michigan, Troy Melton. 4 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs. No walks and 5 strikeouts. Kevin Michael taking over for Wilkel Hernandez. 3-3. The pitch. Swinging away, he pops it up in a shallow left. Workman speeds out, called off. And in comes Austin Murr for the catch. Harris stays at first. Anale stays at second. One down. Unsuccessful plate appearance for Colby Halter. Bring up Danny Bautista Jr. Danny is 0-for-3. He's fouled at and he's flied at twice. Right-hander to right-hander. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Chased it outside. Lansing and West Michigan knotted up 3-3 in the bottom of the 7th inning. This just goes right along with it. All the games that Lansing has been playing have been so close. Pitch on its way. Hand in the air, right center field, shallow, second baseman, gold out to make the catch. Too difficult of a play to rule infield fly. Two outs, Perez and Anales stuck. The first at first base, the second at second. Trevin Michael once again is getting the job done. Now Michael against the cleanup hitting Colby Thomas, who is 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts and a flyout. Righty to righty. Michael offers. Thomas takes. Ball one. Down and away. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball, foul, rolling up the left side. There was a little bit of concern, to be frank with you, about what the crowd would look like today with a football game going on right down the road, about 7 minutes away down Michigan Avenue to the east. Michigan State hosting Central Michigan to kick off the college football season. The crowd here has been great and has brought energy. It's a 1-1. Hit in the air and foul, soaring off the right. Hops on the roof, here it comes down, and off the gutter, down into the suite. And a souvenir. One ball and 2 strikes on Colby Thomas. Perez at first, Anales at second, 2 down, 3-3 the score. Michael delivers, runners move, the pitch swung at and missed, and the in the dirt. And Alfonso applied the tag to complete the strikeout, the 3rd strikeout today for Colby. The runners are stranded, and we remain tied going to the 8th inning. Lansing and West Michigan, 3-3 from Jackson Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
A 3-3 game between the Lansing Locos and the West Michigan Whitecaps in the final Copa night of the year, Friday night from Michigan State Capitol. Alfonso, Jenkins, Pacheco, the 5-6-7 batters, the trio do up against the Lansing righty Jake Garland. We begin the eighth. Garland throws. Eliezer Alfonso takes ball one low. Switch hitter batting left. He's fly to center and he's grounded out twice to second base. Number five hitter in the Whitecaps order. The windup and the pitch. Yanked down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Alfonso didn't play in the first game of the series. Started now three in a row. The deal. A ground ball on the right side again. This time it's Malone, the first baseman, who backhands, underhands to Garland. Right to the bag for the out. Smoothly played. One up and one down in the eighth inning. Next up, Andrew Jenkins. 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Coming up in 33 minutes, the Oakland A's will be in action. J.P. Sears the ball against the Angels and Patrick Sandoval. First pitch misses, ball one, up and in. Triple A, meanwhile, Joe Boyle the ball for the Las Vegas Aviators, starting at 10:05 against Salt Lake. Garland hits the outside corner. Strike called to Jenkins. 3-3 here. Whitecaps batting top of the eighth inning in Lansing. One out, base is empty. Righty throws to righty. Outside, ball two. The Double A Midland Rockhounds have been playing such great baseball recently, but an error by Lázaro Armenteros led to 5 unearned runs early. There's a called strike two from Garland. Now the count is evened up to Jenkins. Blake Beers, 1 2/3 innings. 5 hits, 1 walk, 3 homers allowed. The deal, a curveball grounded, foul at the third base side. We stay 2-2. 3 homers given up by Beers. 1 home run allowed by Jorge Juan. And it's 8-0 Midland is trailing. They're 3 innings in. Rockhounds yet to collect their first base hit. Garland to the plate. Knuckle curve, foul tip. Anna Rodriguez is missed. Jenkins strikes out. 2 down on the top of the eighth inning. Bring up Isaac Pacheco. A man who homered on the first pitch he saw back in the second. That at the time was the Whitecaps' first run. Tied 3-3 right now in the eighth. 2 outs, nobody on. Garland looks for the perfect frame. Righty deals to lefty. At the knees, strike call. Meanwhile, Single A Stockton later on tonight, 10:05 p.m. against Rancho. The pitch, down low. 1-1. Triple A Las Vegas, by the way, is atop their division. They're 33-21 here in the second half. Garland delivers. Pacheco takes a called strike two, hooking across the outside corner. Midland is in second place by one game in their division, 30-24 here this half. Garland's 1-2. Check swing, did he go? It bounced in. And yes, is the bases umpire Charles Welling. Strike three. Side retired. Jake Garland has struck out 5. And is through 4 1/3. Scoreless innings of one-hit baseball. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Lugnuts look to break the 3-3 tie.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The bottom of the eighth inning has arrived in a 3-3 game between Lansing and West Michigan. On the Locos Trio two-up, Brennan Malone, Josh Wainwright, and T.J. Schofield-Sam. 5-6-7 against the right-handed reliever Trevin Michael, who offers. Malone swings and misses, strike one. Malone is 2-for-3 today. Singles in the second and the third, grounded out to second base in the sixth. At bat number four. That's called a strike at the letters. No balls and two strikes. Michael came in out of the pen in the bottom of the seventh after a leadoff single was allowed to Aribiel Anales by Wilkel Hernandez. Michael walked Junior Perez, but then he set down Colby Halter, Danny Bautista Jr., and Colby Thomas in order. He throws, slider hit up in the air, out to left field, and shallow. Shortstop Workman is out, and it falls in over him, and in front of left fielder Murr, it's a base hit. Murr lobs into second. Leadoff single, Brennan Malone. He has a three-hit game. Second three-hit game for Malone as a member of Lansing. So the batter is Josh Wainwright now. Tie-breaking run on at first base. 3-3 in the eighth. The pitch pushes a bunt right side. First baseman Jenkins grabs, rushes to the bag, applies the tag on right, out number one. Sacrifice works to move Malone into scoring position. Here's T.J. Schofield-Sam. Third sacrifice of the year laid down by Josh Wainwright. Ties him with Junior Perez for the team lead. Schofield-Sam is 1-for-2 with a double and a walk. Left-handed batter, the pitch, fouled back. Strike one. Three runs, six hits, one error for the Whitecaps. Three runs, nine hits, and no errors for the Lansing Locos on this Copa night. Their go-nuts changes to Vamos Locos. Here's the pitch. Ground ball rolled over right side. Jenkins, back of his bag, takes it himself. First baseman unassisted, second consecutive batter. Malone over to third. Two outs in the eighth. It was C.J. Rodriguez who had the big hit in the bottom of the second inning, controversially too. A deep fly ball into the right field corner ruled a fair ball over the protests of the right fielder Johnson. Michael's pitch. High to C.J. Ball one. That turned into a two-run triple. Put Lansing on the board. Gave them the temporary lead at the time, 2-1. Rodriguez knocked home an Aribiel Anales double for the third run. Here's the pitch. Strike called outside corner. Lansing still only has three. Whitecaps tied up the game with a run in the third and a run in the fourth inning, and we have seen nothing since. 3-3, bottom of the eighth, two outs. Malone at third. The pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball from Trevin Michael at 93. Michael and the Whitecaps, one strike away from sending this tied up to the ninth. His pitch to the Locos catcher. Check swing, fastball up on appeal, didn't go. Boy, Eliezer Alfonso was ready to celebrate and march back to the dugout. Not yet. Ball two. We are 2 hours and 11 minutes into this game. 69 degrees in Lansing, Michigan. The native Oklahoman, Michael, has the sign. Let's it fly. Hit in the air and foul, sailing down the right side. Off from the aluminum bleachers, then the high hop up onto the concourse where the kids go scrambling. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. The pitch over the head of Rodriguez. If CJ walks, it would bring up Aribiel Anales. First and second base open. Third base is closed. That's where Brendan Malone stretching out his lead. Michael's payoff. Hit in the air out to left field. Back goes Austin Murr. Back he goes. He stops. He gets farther back to make the catch. There was a little bit of trepidation there at the end. But in the end, Austin Murr runs it down. And we're going to the ninth, still tied up. Malone stranded at third base. Locos and Whitecaps, 3-3 from Jackson Field. 8 innings down, 9th inning bound.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jake Garland has been marvelous. And the big right-hander out of Jupiter, Florida, returns to the mound. Top of the ninth, 3-3 game. Garland fires. First offering stroke to deep center field by Dom Johnson. Hit way out there. It is gone. 4-3 Whitecaps. Dom Johnson hits one 419 feet to straightaway center. His first Whitecaps home run. Tie broken on the first pitch of the ninth. Straight away center field. And now Austin Murr. Garland winds and throws. Murr lays down a bunt but foul, rolling left side. Well, West Michigan just collected its third solo home run of the game. All of them hit on the first pitch. 0-1, tails off the outside corner. Tom Johnson and unlikely suspects. The pitch. That missed outside. Garland throws a 2-1. Knuckle curve, high for ball three. Dominic Johnson, born in Edmond, Oklahoma. K-State Jayhawk, the pitch. Outside ball four. Jake Garland is off his game to begin this ninth inning. Austin Murr is on. Let's see if there's any visit forthcoming from Don Schulte. Nope. Garland now against the top of the order and Seth Stevenson. Whitecaps leading 4-3. Gabe Sakara is warming up in the Whitecaps pen. Pick off the over and the tag. Late. I don't think Murr even stepped away from the bag. His right foot was off. His left foot was still there. He nearly went into a full split. Edging away. The pitch laid down. A bunt by Seth Stevenson. Foul left side. Strike one. Going back to Dom Johnson's college stats, last year he had 12 home runs for the K-State Jayhawks. And then his professional debut, homered twice for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. This year, 4 homers for Lakeland in 58 games. 9 doubles, 3 triples. He had not shown off the power, though, with West Michigan, just 4 doubles. But then again, he had not collected that many base hits. This was big. A 1. It's bunted, left side. It's Garland who barehands, throws to first, laid on a 1 hopper to Malone. Bunt single, Seth Stevenson. Do you realize that Seth Stevenson has batted in the ninth inning in all 4 games of this series? And in all 4 games, he has hit safely. That's one heck of a feat. And with that, here's the pitching coach, Don Schulte. Stevenson at first, Austin Murr at second. This has gone homer, walk, bunt single. Gage Workman is about to come up. Now Garland has struck out Workman twice. Got him in the fourth, got him in the seventh. In the fourth inning, it stranded the bases loaded. And the seventh inning, it began the frame. And this was part of a great run for Jake Garland, in which he set down 8 consecutive Whitecaps. But that run was broken up by the Johnson leadoff first pitch homer. Whitecaps 4, Locos 3. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, bad news for the Dayton Dragons, who are trailing in Great Lakes 4-1 in the top of the 8th. Bad news for the Lake County Captains, down in Cedar Rapids, 8-5, bottom of the 5th inning. South Bend Cubs, though, are losing in Fort Wayne 6-1. The Tin Caps playing good ball. Looking to keep pace with the Whitecaps, down by a game and a half right now. Jake Garland to Gage Workman. Swing and a miss, strike one. It could be fascinating to see how things go next week. Lansing closing out the year at Lake County. West Michigan hosting Great Lakes. At 0-1, breaking ball for a called strike. No balls and 2 strikes on Workman. Single in the first, homer in the third before the 2 strikeouts against Garland. Hard diesel. Sign, the pitch. Ground ball poked on the left side, grabbed by Onales. Looks at second, throws to first, gets the out right there. That's out number one. Simply the second baseman halter too far away from the bag to cover with the left-handed batting Workman. So simply 6-3 on the scorecard. Stevenson to second, Murr to third, Brady Allen the batter. Infield drawn in. Righty, righty. Garland to Allen. Down and away, ball one. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps, I just pulled it up, they will finish their season at Dayton. So that's going to be interesting next week. East Division battles. Order 3 Whitecaps looking for insurance. Righty to righty. Knuckle curve bouncing in and well blocked by CJ Rodriguez. Allen is 0 for 4, but each of his last two times, as CJ comes over, oh, that took a wicked hop up on him. And the athletic trainer, Eric Best, walking him back toward the dugout. I wonder if that came up and caught him near the Adam's apple. So Eric Best talking to CJ in the dugout. We've got Carlos Amaya, the other catcher, if they need him. Besides Amaya, this Lansing position player crew is very thin. The only two position players not starting today are Jacob Wilson and Amaya. Wilson yesterday hit by a pitch, and so he was removed. Ariel Anales playing in his stead at shortstop. Now on the pitching side, there are 18 pitchers now in this Lugnuts roster. So they have plenty of depth there. Craig Conklin just checked in. Talking with the home plate umpire, Clyburn Rondon, with regards to, will Rodriguez be able to continue? It is tough to be a catcher. Meanwhile, in the Lansing pen, the lefty Kumar Nambiar is warming up. And I recommend you read. If you go to MILB.com, there's an article about Kumar that was just published today by Evan Desai. I apologize, Evan, if I'm mispronouncing his last name. It's a whole profile of Kumar. It was published today at noon. It begins, the career of Kumar Nambiar owes much to his family and his Indian origins, quote unquote. His father instilled him with the love of the game. His mother learned the art of pitching through books and videos and then taught it to him. So to make the major leagues as one of the first players of Indian descent has become as important to him as getting to the show at all. Nambiar is a left-handed pitching prospect in the Oakland system, currently playing for High A Lansing Lugnuts. It's Nambiar warming up in the bullpen. It will be Carlos Amaya who comes in to catch. This is the importance of having Cullen Turner. Cullen Turner, the bullpen catcher, for home games, does not join Lansing on the road. It's so important to have that third catcher. That way you can sub one in, one out. CJ Rodriguez, what a nasty hop. So Maya comes in and work with the home plate umpire on Rondell. Talking things through. They want to make sure that they get things going. Jake Garland was looking at Amaya saying, can I warm up with you? Clyburn Rondon says, apparently you can't. Those two can't warm up together. So Amaya is warming up with a shortstop on Hales, getting that arm feeling good. How about this? Injury precaution, the substitution, and the top of the ninth inning. When we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, CJ Rodriguez would be due ninth. He made the final out of the bottom of the eighth. Carlos Amaya would bat in his spot. The Lansing batters due up. Anales, Perez, and Halter, 9-1 and 2 in the order. So Carlos Amaya enters his 13th game as a member of Lansing. He was transferred up from the Arizona Complex League earlier this year when Hanson Lopez was injured. Lopez since, by the way, has received his release from the organization. The batter is Brady Allen, and Lansing elects to intentionally walk him. That loads up the bases for Luke Gold, the cleanup hitter, just to reset everything for you. The Whitecaps have taken the lead here in the top of the ninth on a Dom Johnson home run. 4-3 Caps. Bases loaded with Whitecaps, one out. Righty, righty, Jake Garland's pitch. Gold takes it high, ball one. No margin for error right now for catcher Amaya and pitcher Garland. Gold is 0 for 4. Middle infielders play back, looking for a double play ball. Garland offers. Swing and a miss. Beauty of a slider. 1-1. and Gold's two at-bats against Garland. In the fifth inning, he grounded to second. In the seventh inning, he grounded to short. Schofield Sam at third, and short Anales at second, Halter. Swinging a ground ball left side. Anales to his right, he gets there. He fires to third. They do get the force out via Schofield Sam, forcing out Stevenson. But Murr comes in, Allen up to second, and Gold on at first on the RBI fielder's choice. West Michigan 5, Lansing 3. That's still a dandy of a play by A. Rebiel Anales to his right, deep into the shortstop hole. Not only reaching it, but turning it into out number two. Marvelous. I tell you, A. Rebiel is playing his best baseball to end this season. Now with two outs, runners at first and second for Eliezer Alfonso. Switch hitter batting left. The pitch, it takes ball one outside. Jake Garland is going to have the opportunity to finish things off in the top of the ninth. And then we'll go to the bottom half. The last two games in this series ended 5-3 and 5-3. Pickoff though into second. Anales dropped down the tag, didn't get the out, and then he tumbles right over Allen. He dropped down that tag, and I think Allen tried to stand up too soon while Anales was still on his back. And it was nearly a big back body drop. Allen at second runs well. Gold at first. A one ball pitch. Alfonso pops it up down the left side. Longman Batista Jr. That ball ends. Fell. Went into a slide. Couldn't make the catch. As dangerous as that green wall was coming up in a hurry. Beat first slide just to stop his momentum. All the while, dirt kicked up. Out of dust. Maybe some chalk. On the count is one ball and one strike. Eliezer Alfonso is 0 for 4. Flied out each of his last three times. He's grounded out twice to second, once to first. Just rolling it over each time. Here's the deal. Hit foul in the air onto the rooftop. One ball, two strikes. Jake Garland looking to finish 5 1/3 innings of relief. Fires the 1-2. Tapper foul at home. Alfonso chased ball two. That pitch was low. Very, very low. Number 5 hitter in the order for these West Michigan Whitecaps. 23-year-old Alfonso. 2 on, 2 out. 1-2 pitch. Tapper foul left side. Again, a pitch off the zone. But Alfonso all year has only struck out 27 times, next to 27 walks. And this is his 368th plate appearance. If you like your contact hitters, Eliezer Alfonso makes contact. He also has 7 home runs this season. Garland delivers the 1-2. Bouncing ball hit toward short. There's Anales, who juggles, fires to first. Picked by Malone in time. Side retired. Brian Pena is going to argue this one. Lansing gets the call. Pena holding back Alfonso, saying, "Let me take this up," with the bases umpire Charles Welling. In the end, West Michigan strands 2, scores 2 in the top of the ninth. And as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, 5-3 Whitecaps from Jackson Field.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using Okay to Save. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
In East Lansing, the Michigan State Spartans are leading the CMU Chippewas 17-7. 2:36 to go in the third quarter. In Lansing, Michigan, the West Michigan Whitecaps are leading the Lansing Locos 5-3. They are three outs away from a third win in four games in this series. Gabe Sakara is taken over on the hill for West Michigan. Sakara will take on 9-1-2. Annalise, Perez, Halter, in the Lansing order. If anybody reaches, Batista Jr., and then Colby Thomas. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batting A, Rebiel Annalise. First pitch, driven foul up the right side, strike one. Sakara's second appearance of the series. Let's it fly. Off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. 2 days ago, Gabe Sakara fired a perfect bottom of the ninth inning to sew up a 5-3 Whitecaps win. It's 5-3 right now, West Michigan. His 1-1. Fouled back into the screen. Annalise gave a jump. Just missed that one. Sakara in that outing struck at Colby Halter. Retired C.J. Rodriguez on a ground out, and T.J. Schofield-Sam on a foul out. Hey, Rebiel today, 2-for-3 with a single and an RBI double. The pitch does not chase outside. Two balls and two strikes. Sakara delivers. Bouncing ball on the right side, grabbed by first baseman Jenkins. Fires it over to the pitcher Sakara covering. One down. Sometimes you see that underhand throw from the first baseman. This time Jenkins went overhand with the urgency. Sakara replaces Trevin Michael. What good stuff today for Michael. Two scoreless innings. One walk, one hit, one strikeout. He's in line for the win. Sakara checks in before Junior Perez steps in. Alfonso, the catcher, back to home plate. Sakara, the deep bend to get the sign. Junior Perez is 1-for-3 with a walk. He takes a called strike at the knees. 1-for-3 with an infield single in the first. Grounded out to third, lined out to right. Last time up, he walked against Trevin Michael, but he was stranded. Sakara out in front. 5-3 Whitecaps in the ninth. Here's the pitch. Check swing. On appeal, he went. Strike two, says the bases umpire Welling. There's no catcher who feels every appeal, for better or for worse, than Eliezer Alfonso. Two-strike pitch. That's poked foul right side just to stay alive. A low arm angle for the lefty Sakara. The man on deck, Colby Halter, bats left. So important for Lansing to get Perez on. He grounds it sharply to second base, grabbed by Luke Gold. Plants, fires, the stretch at first by Jenkins. Two down. The throw was not the best, but Jenkins reached out as wide as he could to his left. Atsakara set down the first two Lansing batters. That ground ball was 101 off the bat for Junior. So Colby Halter is going to try to keep hope alive for the Locos, down 5-3. Last of the ninth, nobody on. Lefty to lefty. Colby swings and misses strike one. First pitch breaking ball in. On the top of this ninth inning, Dom Johnson homer and an RBI fielder's choice by Luke Gold, breaking the 3-3 tie. First run scored since the fourth. Sequeira's pitch. Punched on the ground, foul up the third base side. And now Lansing is down to its final strike tonight. Keep in mind, two more games to go in the series. Two more games to go in the Lansing home schedule. Now, two over the weekend, and that'll do it for home games here in 2023. Sequeira's pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball strikes at Colby Halter, and this ball game is over. West Michigan scores two in the top of the ninth inning and defeats Lansing by the final score of 5-3. Five runs on eight hits and one error for West Michigan in the win, improving to 33-24 and 65-57 for the year. On the other side for Lansing in the defeat, three runs, nine hits, no errors. The Locos fall to 26-32, 57 and 66 for the year as a whole. Perfect ninth inning for Gabe Sequeira, striking out one. Troy Melton started, went the first four, then Will Keller-Hernandez two innings, Trevin Michael two, and then Sequeira, final three outs. This game tonight was completed in 2 hours and 37 minutes, and it was played in front of a crowd of 3,122 from Jackson Field. For Lansing, only two pitchers were utilized. Luis Morales, the 20-year-old, made his high A debut, 3 2/3 innings, five hits, three runs, walked one, struck out four, allowed the home runs in the second inning to Isaac Pacheco, and the third inning to Gage Workman. And then Jake Garland fired the final 5 1/3 innings. In the end, three hits, two runs, he walked four, he struck out five. He allowed the home run leading off the ninth to Dom Johnson. In that ninth inning, for Jake Garland, there were the two hits and the two walks, one of which was intentional. Before that, he had looked so good in relief of Morales. But the Whitecaps rallied. They broke the tie, and they have won three of the first four in this series. They win either of the games over the weekend. They win this series. Meanwhile, Lansing would love to have them both and split the six-game set here in Lansing, Michigan. Tomorrow night, Fan Appreciation Night. Gunnar Hoagland gets the ball for Lansing. I expect Jason Sanchez to piggyback him, Carlos Pena, the Whitecaps fine left-hander, will get the ball. 7:05 p.m. Gates open up at 6 p.m. And because it's Fan Appreciation Night, you can expect to see a ton of giveaways throughout the game. Go to LansingLugNuts.com. And then Accessibility Day on Sunday. Sunday as well, Capital City Market Kids Day for the final home game of 2023. And that means kids run the bases after the game. And then across the street, Michigan Avenue, the Capital City Market will have the extra inning with free ice cream, music, and big love. That'll do it for tonight. Thank you so much for keeping me company. One final score update from East Lansing, where the Spartans just scored another touchdown, extra point pending, leading Central Michigan 23-7, 13:26 to go in the fourth quarter. My broadcast partner, Adam Jackson, might not be doing so well. Reach out, send him your best. Here are the Whitecaps over the Lansing Locos 5-3. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thank you so much. Have a terrific rest of your Friday night from Lansing, Michigan. Vamos Locos.